Welcome to the Buccaneers Observer Podcast. This is Ralph Phillips and
Molly Bay. All right, so we've got our game against the Atlanta Falcons tomorrow, October 14th. We play at the Falcons Stadium, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
That fake grass. Fast field.
Fake grass. Yeah. Bucks put out their injury report this week. Bo Allen is questionable again.
What's wrong with him?
I don't remember. The usual.
I think it was his back.
I think a back, yeah.
Knee, ankle? Is it a joint?
Shut up. Carlton Davis, he's questionable. I think, I don't think he's playing for some reason. Maybe, I don't know. He could be.
Tune in next week when we bring you a bunch of
DeMar Dotson, he's been on the injury report this week, but he is playing.
What's wrong with him?
I don't remember. Stop asking me that. I didn't write it down. You can see it right there. It's not on the notes. OJ Howard, he's questionable. Jordan Whitehead is questionable.
Playing.
He's not.
OJ Howard's not. I'm pretty sure. I've got him in fantasy football. I picked up Cameron Brate because they said he's playing.
Okay.
Hey, I've got Jameis Winston, Mike Evans, O.J. Howard, and Cameron Brate on my fantasy football.
You might as well just name your team the Buccaneers.
We're playing the Falcons. Yeah. We're going to put up some points.
Right. So, and that's a point I'll get to later. We put Marcus Williams, our cornerback, on injured reserve today. That just happened within the last few hours. And then we re-signed Freddie Martino, the wide receiver.
Yeah, him and Winston have great chemistry together. I was really surprised when we cut him, but we got so many receivers.
I know. What do we need another receiver for?
I know.
We need some secondary.
Yes,
we need people
true.
In the secondary.
But I think they just really like Freddie Martino, and they just wanted to bring him back. But you're right. We could use some help in the secondary.
Right. So, Atlanta, they've got Devontae Freeman's out again. He was my first round draft pick in the fantasy league.
Sucks to be.
I get screwed every year with my first round pick. Whoever I pick, you can just count on them not being in. I should pick like Kamara next year or something. Something that'll at least benefit the Bucks.
It should be a rule. You have to pick somebody
in the division. So defensive tackle Grady Jarrett is out. He's a starter. And then Derek Shelby, a defensive end, he's out. He's their second string. So
Grady Jarrett.
Yes. Huh. Other news that happened during the bye week. This is big news. Ali Marpet agreed on a 6-year deal extension.
How much did he get?
$54.1 million.
Holy crap.
Yeah. It's a 6-year deal. So
that's almost $10 million a year.
Yeah, it's $10 million a season. And then it's $26 million guaranteed.
Wow.
So he's the 7th highest paid guard in the league after that.
Wow, man. Well, good for Ali Marpet.
I know.
He goes from Division X to the NFL. And he's, wow, fantastic.
It's so funny. They were talking about him, how he's one of the most frugal people on the team. He'll show up in Hawaiian shirts that he bought from the thrift store, and he borrows Donovan Smith's dress shoes when they travel because he hasn't bought his own. So, you wonder if they lumped Donovan Smith in the deal, if that was in the fine print. But Donovan Smith, he's also in a position for a contract extension.
Oh,
he'll become a free agent at the end of this year.
That's interesting.
So we'll see. I didn't realize he was in a contract year.
I didn't either. Yeesh.
So
he better up his game.
Right. And Quan Alexander's agent has met with the team.
Well, he's not in a contract year. Are they just trying to get him more? Is he?
I don't remember. What, he's probably third? Yeah, well, he might be because Levy drafted him, right? Or
okay.
Levy brought him in. So he could very well be.
Yeah.
That was 4 years ago.
So we've got Ali Marpet was in a contract year. Quan Alexander might be in a contract year. Donovan Smith's in a contract year. Who else? Is that it?
I don't know off the top of my head.
You would think, you normally, when players in contract years, they play really, really hard.
Yeah.
I ain't seeing it. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's early in the season. Maybe people will get it together.
Yeah.
We don't know. So, in the division, Saints are 4-1, Panthers 3-1. They had a bye last week. Panthers
did.
I think.
Yes.
Right?
Sure.
No. Maybe they don't. I can't remember. They had a bye. Maybe it was a couple weeks ago. I don't know. We're 2-2. Falcons are 1-4.
So is that to...
At least we're not as... Yeah, that's the...
The standings. Saints, yeah. Panthers, Buccaneers, Falcons.
Okay. Yes. Saints have a bye this week.
Damn, we fell fast. We were at the top of the division for 2 weeks.
Hmm. 2 whole weeks. Panthers play the Redskins this week.
That's going to be a win for the Panthers.
Right. So they can move up.
Saints are on a bye week, though.
Yeah.
So...
So, yeah, the Panthers will move up.
Yeah, we can't catch the Saints. The Panthers can move up. So, we can't really do anything. We can
move down. Well, no. No, we couldn't because we're 2-2. We lose. We'll become 2-3. The Falcons would be 2-4. So they still have...
We can't go up or down. We're going to be third. Right.
After next week.
Ain't that something?
Interesting.
Yeah. That's okay. It's a long run anyhow. We're not looking at week to week.
But we...
It's a marathon.
A division win. We always need a division win.
Want that division win. That's right.
So, Atlanta, we're playing there. They're 1-4. Their only win is against the Carolina Panthers.
How strange is that? They beat the Panthers. We beat the Saints.
Yeah.
But yet, we're at the bottom of...
Right.
The Falcons are at the bottom. We're right out of top of them. The Saints and the Panthers are ahead of us. That's weird.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, that Saints game, man, we played really good football.
Right. We can still play really good football. It's
I think we can.
It's not over yet. Mm. Atlanta's really a similar team to us.
Almost
they've
exactly.
Got, I know. We're like carbon copies. So yeah.
We've got their coaches.
Oh, that's
Mike Smith and Dirk Cutter both came from Atlanta.
Yeah.
So.
That's going to be an interesting thing. Both of those, they know Matt Ryan very well.
Very well. Julio Jones.
Yeah.
Sanu.
Because they haven't had a whole lot of turnover.
Yeah.
So that'll be pretty interesting. I wonder what secrets they know where Matt Ryan's kryptonite is.
What did we go against them last year against Atlanta? I think we swept them last year. I want to say we did.
I think so.
I think we've done pretty good against Atlanta since Mike Smith came over.
I feel pretty good about this game.
I
think
too.
We can win.
Oh, yeah. I have all the confidence we can win, whether we will or not.
Right.
Depends on whether the
different
team shows
story.
Up. Yeah.
So, their secondary, they've had issues with their secondary. They lost 2 safeties, 1 to IR. This is where Keith Tandy went.
Oh, my goodness. So, is he going to be playing?
I don't know.
If their safeties are out,
right.
He'll be playing.
Right.
Ooh.
Yeah, they've had struggles all year.
Gosh, I wish we would have kept him. We could use him now.
I know. Sure, we sure could. Mm. That was stupid. I bet they're just kicking themselves.
Man.
The Bucs have 399 receiving yards on deep targets this season, which is second only to the Falcons.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Now, does that include the Falcons being up a game? I mean, they've played one more game than us.
I don't know. I think it's just numbers-wise.
Okay.
So, they haven't been able to run the ball. They've got one game with over 100 yards rushing.
Do we have any games with over 100 yards rushing?
I don't know. Why do you keep asking me these questions?
Because you're doing a podcast. You're supposed to know this stuff.
Huh. Good question.
All right.
So
anybody knows the answer to that out there? We could probably Google it, but we're too lazy.
They've been having issues with their offensive line. The Falcons have. Matt Ryan was sacked a season-high 6 times in the game against the Steelers.
Wow.
Which I think last year he got beat up pretty bad, if I recall correctly.
Yeah. Their offensive line is... Well, I mean, they got so many weapons everywhere else on the field. They got to pay a lot of people a lot of money. They can't... afford to get
that's
good
true and that kind of goes to what we were saying about the Bucks in the last podcast that you know you excel in your passing game but then your run game suffers and everyone complains that you can't run the ball. It's like you can't be well-rounded. It's just a really tough thing to do.
Right. Yeah, if you're going to be well-rounded, you're going to be mediocre at everything.
Right.
You can't be really good at everything.
Yeah.
And nobody in the league is like that.
It's like the Kansas City Chiefs are the number one offense, last place in defense right now.
Well, they're suffering the same issue us in Atlanta is. Their secondary is just beat up. Yeah, Kansas City is beat up in the backfield, the secondary, and they got one of their wide receivers is playing backup safety now, so... You know, it seems to be a problem across the league. If you look at the score, I mean, the NFL has got we're scoring the most points and the most passing yardage in the history of the NFL at this point in the season. Something's going on with defenses this year. It's not just us.
Interesting. Yeah. So I wonder if it has anything to do with the new rules about hitting the quarterback, maybe.
I think it does, and just all the hitting in general. Defenses are pulling up more and all that. But then again, I've noticed... more hitting this season than I have in quite a while.
And it's not like you see a lot of defensive backs giving up on plays either because they're afraid of hitting the receivers.
What game was it? I think Thursday night. Who was playing?
Philadelphia and the Giants.
Yeah. I saw Philadelphia hit Eli Manning going out of bounds. Normally they would just push him.
Or, yeah.
You know, kind of just get in their way or whatever. No, they hit him.
Wow.
So, you know, it's unusual. I'm seeing hits, and they're not getting flagged. I don't know why offenses are just steamrolling defenses this year.
I wonder, well, that rule with the running backs where they have to keep their head down.
Yeah.
That could be part of it, too.
That
the run
seen
game
that
is.
That much.
No. But maybe it's changed the way that the run game is used, and the run game just isn't as effective anymore.
Yeah, you're not seeing a whole lot of running.
Right.
All that Saquon Barkley, he was really great Thursday night.
So Atlanta's offensive line is not great. They have allowed 65 total pressures this season, which is the fifth most in the league.
Man,
so maybe a good day for our defensive line.
Yeah, hopefully, man, those guys can rack up some numbers.
Yeah.
Now, they might do what Chicago does. I think people are going to use that as a template and do max protection against us. But we'll just rush our linebackers.
There we go. And then leave Justin Evans in the secondary.
Justin Evans back there by himself. Running around like
Justin.
Chicken with his. We love you, Justin.
So, funnily enough, we're ranked the top five rushing defense.
What?
I know. See, going into the Chicago game, I remember saying this. We're one of the worst rushing defenses. That's because everyone just throws it on us.
Why run the ball when
you
can pass
it? So now we've shot up from like the worst rushing defense to the best rushing defense because they just pass it on us.
See, that's why stats just never tell you the whole story because, I mean, what are we just not allowing a bunch of rushing yards per game? Is that what we're... while we're top five, or
right? Like, how do they figure out
yards
the ranking?
Per attempt? Yeah,
it just doesn't.
It doesn't make sense. So. We're not the top five anything in defense except being bad.
Yeah, we're like 31st, 30th.
We're 34th.
Worst. 34th. See, we're like, I don't know. We may be the worst defense. I think we're the worst passing defense. I think overall we might be like 30th ranked defense.
Woo-hoo.
And Atlanta's 28th. So it's not like...
Wow.
Yeah. I mean,
I mean, not to knock the fact that we're not playing very good on defense, but we have played the Saints, the Eagles,
Pittsburgh.
Steelers. Yeah,
yeah.
It's not like we've been playing chumps.
Right. So, yeah, that can account for a lot of it. Jameis... he'll be starting this week.
Go Jameis. Famous Jameis.
Go Jameis. So his first full game.
That's going to be interesting. And we got Cameron Brate is going to be playing in the place of O.J. Howard. And we know how Jameis loves to throw it to Cameron Brate in the red zone.
True.
And we've got Freddie Martino is back, but whether he'll be activated or even see any field time, we don't know. But him and Jameis Winston have had good chemistry together.
Godwin, too.
Oh, yeah, Godwin, of course. So I think we're going to put this is going to be a high-scoring game. I think everybody knows that. And I think we're going to beat them with our speed and our receivers.
Yeah. And I think the team's fired up after the bye week.
I sure hope so, man.
I think they really just want to move past the Chicago game.
It's a good learned lesson, though.
I think so.
Yeah.
And it hasn't gotten them downtrodden. So that's nice to see, I think, you know, based on the press conferences and Cutter's attitude.
Yeah, Cutter and Mike Smith, they seem like they're more not down and depressed.
Yeah.
They seem upbeat.
Very focused on the task at hand.
Mm-hmm.
Jameis actually stayed in Tampa over the bye week.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. So that's good to see, too.
Yeah. I think he's a good leader. You never know, though. It's what you see is what they want you to see. So you never know what's really going on behind the scenes.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he's no Matt Ryan, that's for sure. And that's one thing I always say. Matt Ryan is the best quarterback in the league when it comes to technique. Ain't nobody even come close to him. That guy is incredible with his. He always has his feet placed right, his motion, everything.
Perfect form.
Perfect form every time. I've seen him get hit and he's fallen down and he has perfect form when he throws. How do you do that? I don't know.
Well, and they don't call him Matty Ice for nothing. He is just so level.
Yeah.
Doesn't really get flustered or especially being behind a terrible offensive line.
Yeah, with their running game.
Yeah, that's a pretty good feature.
What happened to their running game? What was it, last year, year before? They had a great, I mean, they were had two running backs that were popping off 100
yard games. Well, they had Jaquizz Rodgers. And he was really decent. And they had they drafted Devontae Freeman when they had Jaquizz Rodgers? And you're like, I don't really understand.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe there was a little bit of friction there. Or they just kind of soured Rodgers. Of course, you never know. It's always speculation, but...
Always speculation.
You know, they've got Tevin Coleman as a backup to Devontae Freeman, and he does pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't tell the difference between two.
Right.
And their running styles.
The dreadlocks.
Yeah. Is that what does it?
I think
so. You can tell
them
by the dreadlocks.
Yeah, that's how I can tell.
But yeah, Matt Ryan, he always worries me because that guy can just throw a ball, and he's the best in the league at seeing when the defense messes up. If you fall down, well, Matt Ryan's got the ball, he's going to throw it to the guy you were supposed to cover. Mm-hmm. Every time. I've not seen him miss him yet. When I watch all 22, anytime the defense messes up, Matt Ryan capitalizes on it. He's a fantastic quarterback, highly underrated.
So
his only problem is he can't get over that hump with the playoffs and stuff.
He just doesn't do good.
Yeah, he chokes. He doesn't get that turbo boost that you need.
Right.
He's always Matty Ice.
Yeah.
He needs to be Matty Fire sometimes.
So, do we foresee Justin Evans getting picked on this game a little bit?
I do not know. I don't know if it was
a fluke.
Abnormality with Justin Evans. Maybe he was sick. I don't know.
Yeah,
something was strange last week or against Chicago, so I don't know. But we've got a lot of guys in that secondary that are new to their positions or just new to the NFL, and they're going to get picked on. I mean, you're talking about Julio Jones.
Yeah.
Sanu. Now they've got
Ridley. Who broke out a couple weeks ago. And
Hooper, their tight end. He always gives us a hard time.
Don't they have a tight end, Trululu?
Yeah, he just faded out, though.
Oh, really?
That big guy, he's like 6'8 or something. I really thought he was going to do something in the league, and then he just didn't. For like a half a season, he was good, but then...
Yeah. His name's fun to say.
Trululu. So what we're looking at is a high-scoring shootout. Neither defense is going to be able to stop him. It's going to be nothing but big plays. DeSean Jackson, Godwin, Evans, Humphreys. We have better receivers than they do. Now I think that's going to be
okay. A little more well-rounded in that area.
Yeah, yeah. We definitely have
the numbers,
and we have a different variety of receivers. Our receivers are basically
Julio Jones.
Yeah, big receivers that can catch the ball,
jump
good hands.
Balls.
Yeah, we've got guys that are fast. We've got guys that are shifty. We've got guys that are
small.
Big. Yeah.
Big, small.
Big, small. So I think we're going to beat them in that area. It's the area both teams excel at, but I think we excel at it better. So I think we've got this game. My prediction is going to be Buccaneers 42, Atlanta 38.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might really even come down to who has the ball last.
Okay.
I think it's going to go back and forth. But, you know, this seems so obvious that it's going to go that way that it might turn out to be a defensive game where, you know, it ends up being 10-3 or something.
Yeah. Like, maybe they both get it together.
Yeah. The defenses come out there just furious because everybody's talking crap about them or something.
Right.
You never know. It's football, man. You never know. Any given Sunday.
That's true. We just hope it's not another blowout unless it's against Atlanta. Yeah. In our favor. Not the other way around. You know, of all of our division opponents, I hate Atlanta the least.
Right.
You know.
Same here.
The Dirty Birds.
The Dirty Birds.
Kind of like them.
You know, and I wonder if it has to do with the fact that they wear red like we do.
Maybe. Hmm? Maybe. I don't know. Matty Ice is so much more likable.
Oh, gosh. Much more likable than Cam Newton.
Yeah, Cam or Drew Brees even. I'm like, ugh, God, I hate you so much. Why are you good?
I don't like Drew Brees, but I hate Drew Brees. I hate the coach wars.
Sean Payton.
Can't stand him.
I hate him.
Oh, that prune it's face terrible. Of his.
Like he just sucked a lemon.
I actually like Atlanta's coach.
Dan Quinn
yes.
from Seattle.
Yes. Defensive-minded coach. Go figure.
But they've got a horrible defense.
Yeah.
Go figure. But what can you do when you have weapons like that on offense?
Yeah.
Kind of consumes resources, attention,
right. I mean,
all that.
Yeah, they've got way over half their salary cap wrapped up in their offense.
Which rightly so.
Right.
It's carried them for years.
Yeah. That didn't carry them far enough, did it?
It's not. 28-3.
28-3. Who does that? Matty Ice does that.
Oh,
too.
My gosh. Poor guy.
It wasn't his fault. Defense. That was a defensive loss.
Yeah. New England will do that to you.
Yeah.
They've done it to every team, except the New York Giants can't figure out the New York
Can't
Giants.
Figure them boneheads out.
Eli
Manning
dirt
beat
face.
Brady.
Yeah, Tom Man, Brady.
Get out of here.
All right, so
here
that'll
we
do it for this podcast.
Yep, we're going to win this one tomorrow, guys.
We'll be probably tweeting through it, maybe. I miss a lot of the game that way.
Yeah.
And I'm a little slow. Like, I'll tweet something, and then...
That's how I like my women.
I'll tweet something, and then I'm, like, 5 minutes behind. Because I try to keep paying attention to what's going on in the game, or else you miss it. But... So, stay tuned for my slow tweets. Go Bucks!